just during the break, had an incredibly important conversation. This is a short segment. The next segment's in just 6 minutes. We have a one-minute break where some stations join us. I want to go back to the big picture. This is part of a larger globalist Chi-Com fund to take down America. Ted agrees. This is the big one, folks. As that last caller said, once the cartel said, once they started, it isn't going to stop until we stop it. This is an incredible moment right now. But, Ted, let's talk about political action, the midterms. You said this decades ago, and you've done that. You're on record moving the needle big time with millions of votes, getting rural people, getting hunters who have one of the lowest voting rates. They live in their own la-la land on a ranch. I get it. I have family that's like that. They just stay out of it and just think in their bubble everything's okay. You have the spirit of the wild. Give us all the URLs. I can find them all at tednugent.com. But you also just got a big award. Wins Hook and Barrel's Reader's Choice Top Shelf Award. Rock icon and bow hunting legend Ted Nugent has won the Book and Barrel Magazine's prestigious Top Shelf Award for his article on clean and sober living. Beautiful. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I'm just a guitar player, but I'm a We the People dad and father and uncle and grandpa and guitar player and an entrepreneur and a rancher and a farmer and a hunter and a fisher, a trapper and a cop for 41 years. So I'm living an American dream, and clean and sober is the only way you can have as much fun as I have. And I've said this to people. We just did the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show. Hundreds of thousands of people with all the outdoor industry, the shooting industry, the firearms industry. What a great gathering. If the founding fathers would have parachuted into Las Vegas during the SHOT Show, outrageous TED show, but the people that gathered around the Hunter Nation booth to meet me and to celebrate the outdoor lifestyle, especially clean and sober, the emotional stories that these families shared with me, how this one lady said her son was a hopeless doper, he was an animal rights goofball, until he listened to me on Spirit of the Wild TV because he loved my music. Even goofballs love my music. And they saw me constantly.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
The importance of clean and sober, tuned in, aware of your surroundings, appreciating another miraculous day of life that God has blessed us with. And this young man went from being a goofy, drooling doper to being clean and sober and becoming a gung-ho bow hunter, because to be a good bow hunter, you have to have a higher level of awareness. You have to be tuned in, or somebody's going to have to buy you chicken. So my clean and sober rock and roll, fun, tuned in conservation lifestyle is really contagious. So I wrote this article in Hook and Barrel magazine, and it was in a segment of the magazine that typically celebrates a sundowner, a little whiskey around the campfire. And if you have a little whiskey around the campfire, that's okay. But no whiskey around the campfire is even better. And so I've had that impact on people because I'm rather uppity, and everybody wants to have an uppity, fun, defiant, electric, high-energy lifestyle, and you can't do it unless you're clean and sober.
Well, I can say this, and I've known you about 20 years. It's crazy how much you don't age for how old you are. And most of the old rockers you knew that were, you know, at your stature, they're all dead. The proof's in the pudding right now.
Well, you know, I got to jam with Jimi Hendrix and with Bon Scott of AC/DC. And with Keith Moon of The Who. We opened my band, the Amboy Dukes, opened up for The Who at Southfield High School in 1969. And they all would make fun of me because I wouldn't smoke their dope and snort their coke and their meth and get drunk and stoned and stupid. They got high and they're all dead. I went hunting and I'm still Ted. So that's very contagious in that irrefutable reality. That's why I reference truth, logic, and common sense all the time, because I'm a humble servant. That's why you're so important, because everything you exude, everything you celebrate and promote is truth, logic, and common sense. So they gave me an award, and it's not the award that matters.
Hold on, we got to go to break. 1 minute, we'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Demos. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Demos because it's a thyroid issue, and the Demos has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave.
For those that are longtime listeners, you know this. I don't say sensational things to be sensational. Reality is always stranger than fiction. It's always more sensational than BS. And I've been studying this stuff for 40 years on Air 33. Had been fighting tyranny for 65 years like Ted Nugent, living legend. I mean, you go back to what he said in the 60s and 70s, read the interviews, it's like he had a time machine warning us. But here we are, and he's not just, you know, one of the top guitarists of all times and not just American patriot. He's also been in law enforcement for 40 years. He has incredible sources. He's got his ear to the ground. So do I. I have a lot of great ones. And we told you right when Trump was getting elected again, they're going to use Venezuela, the controls of the Mexican drug cartels, try to destabilize the U.S. The Democrat Podesta plan says they'll try to have a civil uprising, try to make it racial, use the cartels with Hamas, Hezbollah, Black Lives Matter, and others. They are now here, and they are saying they're going to attack inside the U.S. And what you've seen in Mexico is just the beginning. So, Ted, during the break, you were really saying, hey, we got to raise the alarm. So in your own words, let's talk about what you know, what your sources are saying, and the fact that you began to say at the end of the hour, the difference between America and Mexico is we have the Second Amendment, but you've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared. You got to have the fire extinguisher. You got to have the storable food. You got to have your networks ready, because we have to understand we're not in Kansas anymore. Ted Nugent.
Well, you know, I think the Epstein files has brought it to a peak of the level of demonicy, the Satanism, the evil that that is represented by the Democrat Party, the media, academia, Hollywood. I really believe that it's a satanic cult. I mean, they come right out and show it. They praise Satan. The Epstein file information should just cause great concern by every conscientious human being, not just Americans. But, you know, we talk about the simple, pragmatic, utilitarian preparation of a self-sufficient individual. And again, I'm just a guitar player, but my dad taught me that I can live off the land, I can sustain myself, I need to protect myself, that 911, calling 911 isn't going to do any good at all if you don't have a gun and you don't have the tools necessary. So in 2026, Alex, carrying a handgun isn't going to cut the mustard. You've got to be proficient with a long gun. You've got to have training. You have to have a tactical higher level of awareness, because it's going to happen. It happens all the time, actually, if you pay attention to what's going on in St. Louis, East St. Louis, and Detroit, and Chicago, and New Orleans, in Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And even here in Texas, we're not immune in Texas. Texas is probably more ready than anybody else. But once again, Luby's Cafeteria on October 31st, 1991, 25 Texans died at the hands of a guy named Hennard, who drove his truck through the window, because all the Texans at Luby's Cafeteria left their gun in the truck. A gun in the truck will do you no good. You've got to have a long gun accessible. You've got to be aware of your surroundings, and you've got to be reasonably tactically proficient. So I train with my sons and my daughters and my bandmates, and Shemaine and I train on a regular basis, because
let's be clear to interrupt you. So you're right. For the first time ever in the last 6 months, I now carry an M4 ready to go right behind me in the truck or in my similar car, Dodge Challenger, and I'm always carrying, never forgetting a handgun. It's as important or more important than your car keys and your wallet. You have to do this now, and you have to do it. Ted Nugent.
I've never been without a gun since I graduated in 1967. And prior to that, I always had a gun nearby, but I've never not had a gun on my person. I've never failed to keep and bear arms since I graduated from high school in 1967. And I think firearms proficiency, marksmanship, safe gun handling is just as important as knowing how to work a chainsaw or a ball-peen hammer. You know what I mean? There's a certain rugged individualism that is not unique to men. My daughters, my wife, Shemaine, are excellent marksmen. They are tactically proficient. But not only is it fun, but now it's a matter of life and death. Because I've used the term before, Alex, engineered recidivism. Not only do we have to deal with a court system that guarantees that we're going to go shopping with multiple contacts with paroled felons, released violent criminals, that's a guarantee in life now. Every 20th person at the shopping mall, that I don't go to the shopping mall, but every 20th person is a paroled offender. And most of them are violent offenders that the court system keeps putting on our streets. So we've got to be tactically aware. We've got to be tuned into our surroundings. And now with the increased threat of the Mexican drug cartels wanting revenge on America and Hamas and the Muslim monsters moving in major cities, even here in Texas, Houston, Dallas, my hometown of Detroit, they're everywhere. And these are dangerous people that are unambiguous in their design, in their methodology, that if you're not a member of the Islamist team, they want you dead. So if you're unarmed and helpless, I got news for you. You're unarmed and helpless. I'm with you. I've got an M4 and my Dodge Demon Hellcat 170. I like horsepower and firepower. And it's not only a pursuit, I think it's essential and responsible nowadays.
I love it. The first time I was out of your house, I go in there and I just gotten one. I got my, I don't have a Demon. I had only the 700 horsepower, not the 1,000, but the same thing.
It's so powerful.
Murdered out, black on black Dodge Challenger. It is such a fun car.
I've got the original Challenger. I've got the wide body 850 horsepower, and then I've got the new Demon. I'm from Detroit, Alex, so I'm a horsepower guy. But these are rocket ships. Plus, they have air conditioning. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're race cars with air conditioning and heated seats. Not that I need the heated seats, but these are the good old days. I missed out on the muscle car era because I was on the road with the Amboy Dukes 350 days a year. But I'm more than making up for it now because the muscle cars of the 60s couldn't touch the current development of the Mustang, the Corvette.
I sold it in my bankruptcy, but I had a green Demon, 1,000 horsepower. It just too much power.
Powerful.
Yeah.
But mostly, it's not only powerful, but it's absolutely controllable. Remember, I raced off
the computer. It's got the computer control system, yeah.
Yeah, I raced under the guidance of Parnelli Jones and Mickey Thompson in the desert races, so I've had the ultimate schooling on level of awareness and depth perception and how to use horsepower without killing yourself, because I'm a very aggressive young man, but I'm like Dirty Harry. A good man knows his limitations, so I make sure that I keep it under 200.
Wow, yeah, it's unbelievable. I got the original one I bought when they first came out 14, 15 years ago, and 700's great. I mean, 700's too much. It's unbelievable. Yeah, when I went to college, I had my own money. My dad goes, I got like a Shelby Mustang 500 horsepower, and I thought that was fast. Nothing compared to these Dodges. We're not doing an advertisement for them, but my God, are they incredible cars.
And they're controllable and they're proficient.
Well, let me ask you this: in race car mode, you control it. I can't control it in that. I only do it in computer mode. Do you drive non-computer?
I do. And you know, it's the ultimate justice for those left lane pigs in lane. Texans are the worst drivers on the planet.
By the way, I want to start a movement, I didn't know this, that says the left lane is for passing. The people drive it slower in the fast lane.
Texas, I love Texas. And there's some great drivers in Texas. There's some great Americans in Texas. But the worst drivers on the planet are on 35. They'll pass 100 signs that say left lane for passing only, and they're in the left lane. And then they'll tell you those are people from California. Those are not people from California. Those are Texans. They're sound asleep.
I want to ask Governor Abbott for $5,000 fines. for driving under the speed limit in the fast lane.
Well, you know, Mark Lamb in Arizona, he's got the only department, the only law enforcement agency that'll actually stop people that are hogging the left lane. So I call him and thank him all the time. But Texas law enforcement, they've got to start cleaning out that left lane because these idiots are intentionally buffoons blocking the left lane. I know this is not an important quality of life issue.
No,
I think it's an important quality of life issue.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Alex, you want to know the ultimate fun? Obviously, coming to my concert is the ultimate fun. Going to the shooting range is the ultimate fun. Cooking backstraps is the ultimate fun. You don't know the ultimate fun till you take a ride with Ted Nugent in a rent-a-car up and down I-35 where I can fix these people in the left lane.
Uh-oh. Well, take me for a ride. I want to shoot a video. Oh, we can't show it. Oh, I want to... How do you... Here's the thing. The worst thing is when you'll get three of them across the whole road together, all driving under the speed limit. What is that?
It's unbelievable how stupid that. Once again, we talked about this, and this is where America is right now. The teachers' union, the education system, intentionally and knowingly dumbed down Americans to the point where we're graduating kids that can't read or write or talk or add or subtract. They're hygiene challenged. We are graduating the dumbest people in the world, which is all part of the plan of the Democrat Party, because the dumber you are, the more controllable you are. So my battle cry with our kids and my grandkids is that we teach them at home the basics, and then we demand real teaching. My daughter, Louisa, teacher of the year in Houston at a Jewish academy. There are some great teachers out there, but for every great teacher, there's 100 propagandist maniacs out there.
Well, so, we see the footage of them making the kids go out for anti-ICE protests and run out in front of cars on highways.
Yes. A perfect manifestation of cultural deprivation and abandonment that these kids are so stupid that they're protesting against law enforcement heroes that are getting rapists and murderers and child sex traffickers and carjackers out of our neighborhood. So the left... And Tom Morello and Bruce Springsteen and Green Day and the Democrats are actually on the side of the George Floyds and the invaders who rape and murder. They're actually for the perpetrators and could care less about the victims. These people are sick in the head.
Well, I got an idea. You invited me up a few times. I need to come back up there. You pick the date. I want to come up and go for a drive with you on some country roads in your Hellcat.
I'm telling you, plus I got a Ford Bronco that a Gateway Bronco fixed. There's an outfit in Houston called Texas Metal Extensive that ripped me off for 6 years and destroyed my baby, my favorite Bronco. They were supposed to make it right. They shook my hands and they agreed to make it state-of-the-art Bronco, and they lied and cheated. Texas Metal Extensive in Houston are scam artists, and they destroyed my precious Ford Bronco, but Gateway Bronco took it for 3 months and made it just right in spite of what Texas Metal destroyed.
So and it's got 600 horsepower. Bronco.
It's a badass Bronco. I got three badass Broncos.
I love Broncos. My dad always drove Broncos. So how many horsepower are these Broncos?
Well, I got an original 66 half cab in Michigan that's got a 302 with about 300 horsepower, but my second Ford Bronco, the Gateway Bronco fixed from Texas Metal's destruction. It's got about 500. It's got a Coyote in it, a 5.0 Coyote. And then I've got a 69 Bronco with an original 302 that's got the original 250 horsepower. Then I have one of the brand new Broncos, which are unbelievable off-road capable special vehicles. And it's got a V8, but it's only got a couple hundred horsepower. But it has such maneuverability and has such Baja technology that it'll do anything and go anywhere. Really, the new Broncos are really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you say you don't use computers with your Hellcat, but they're incredible. I mean...
I dial mine in for maximum horsepower. And isn't it funny on the cheap E9 gas that I can get 1,025 horsepower on my Demon 170 right off the showroom floor? It is such a joy. And by the way, when my songs come on the radio, it gets an extra 300 horsepower.
All right, we're almost out of time. Incredible having you here with us. Let's talk about MC. You kind of mentioned that because I don't get into our private conversations, but you were like, is this Satanism really as bad as they're saying? Ted, the crew already gave me like 50 more emails today. I mean, it is literally literally delivering sex slaves. It says sex slaves, the Hyatt. It is literally Aleister Crowley rituals, blood drinking. And the thing is where is the DOJ? And I get light years better with Trump. That's my paradox. But at the same time, I really want to get some prosecutions here.
You know, when you watch Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and you watch the awards show and the things they talk about, Ellen DeGeneres, what they've been caught doing. And I resisted that my fellow man would rape and murder and drink the blood of babies. My soul rejected that level of Satanism. But now the evidence is irrefutable. The people in Hollywood, the level of Satanism that exists in our government, in the Democrat Party, in the Clinton world, in the Obama world, in the Hollywood world, it really is as horrible as you can imagine, and then some. So I'm hoping that President Trump and the DOJ are strategizing, but these people have got to be brought to justice. We have got to expose the Epstein files, and you're doing God's work when you do so. But the Satanism that exists in the United States of America right now is beyond the imagination of an average person. Our brains don't want to go there and accept the level of demonicy that the Jimmy Kimmels and the Hollywood elite and the Uncle Sam elite, these people are pure evil. And I believe that the child sex trafficking is out of control. And I would ask those going after the child sex traffickers, why don't you kill them? Why can't we kill child sex traffickers? I've got some really specialized commando friends, and I ask, why can't we go after the child sex traffickers and kill them? They need to die.
I totally agree. Well, part of it is the sheer horror. Some of the stuff's 10, 20, 30 years old, and you're reading these emails, and it's like the sex slaves being delivered. We're processing. We're walking it up to chop it up. I want to eat it live. I love torturing that girl. And it's all Democrats, which is what's crazy about all this. And then we hear, well, it'll crash the stock market if it all comes out. It's too embarrassing. Europe's even worse. This stuff is everywhere. Keir Starmer for decades protected all the Islamic rape gangs. 250,000 girls kidnapped and raped. I mean, you're right. But the genie's never going back in the bottle. Ted Nugent, I mean, do you agree with me that no matter what happens in government, the people now get it and nothing can stop what's coming?
Well, once again, I've been a hellraiser all my life. I'm a radical. I'm an extremist. I'm a Christian, constitutional, conservation, conservative. And I think, once again, Alex, because of the guys like you that are raising hell, the Founding Fathers wanted every American to be just like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent. My wife, Shemaine, has become such an activist now. And what our HunterNation.org, what our membership represents, is to expose the evil. But when we see the report that they've saved 1,000 children that were missing, okay, they saved 1,000 children that were missing. What did you do to the people that took them? I haven't seen the report yet of what is happening, because I know what should happen to the people that kidnapped those children and absconded with them. I haven't seen that report yet, and I'm pushing Kash Patel, I'm pushing Donald Trump, I'm pushing Kristi Noem, I'm pushing the DOJ, I'm pushing local law enforcement, federal law enforcement. What are we doing with these monsters that traffic these children?
Well, Homan has found 150,000, and they have juvenile rights for days about to be out, but that's what they've said. That's what Bukele, who had the most dangerous country in the world, now the safest or second safest, he said, listen, when you have a total criminal takeover, you got to take the gloves off. And I'm for all for due process. But the point we've gotten to, they've already started a war with us, is that we're definitely leading into the time of just all-out war.
Yeah, and I don't think the evil perpetrators realize how awake we are and how ready we are. But parents out there, you have to have your head on a swivel, because there is an organization, it's organized, that they will kidnap and they will traffic your children.
Well, the transgender movement openly takes kids away from their parents and castrates them.
I've got my 13th grandchild, Bell, and my son Rocco had a baby boy. His name is River Wolf Nugent. and I bought him a machine gun. And so my drive in life is to be a good grandfather, a good husband, a good father, a good bandmate, a good citizen, a good conservationist, a good Christian, a good constitutionalist. And I think that's growing more rapidly today, Alex, than you and I have seen since we first met many years ago. So I'm enlightened and encouraged. But once again, the worst American is an American that will look you in the eye and say, I'm not into
politics.
And
let's close out on that. But the good news you just said is totally true. You're in the 60s, literally before anybody warning about all this. You're like, you're the Alex Jones of the Alex Joneses before Alex Jones. You're the Donald Trump before Donald Trump. It's just true. So I give you credit. People don't seem to, everybody respects you and loves you, but they don't understand, like, you're OG, OG, other like the John Birch Society or something. So I mean, you were back when Barry Goldwater was exposing this. You were doing it. So you are a living legend, not just in rock. I think that's great, but you're more, well, I love, big fan. More important work is fighting for America. That the good news is the Great Awakening's here, but let's not miss this wave. We have got to push this and take it to the next level. That's why the enemy is desperate. They know their corner, and that's why the midterms, we can criticize Trump all day, and I do. You know, go after bad guys' administration, that's great. But the main thing is the Democrats are a trillion times worse. They are the bad guys. We have to have maximum turnout in these midterms. Closing comments on that and what you do with Hunter Nation. And the sad, you got it better, but the hunters and evangelicals, the lowest voting rates, that is a satanic spell that must be lifted.
Yeah, bending over and letting evil dominate is a self-inflicted scourge of apathy. And so we created HunterNation.org. I hope people will join me. Go to HunterNation.org. It's not about hunting, though hunting is a God-given individual right so we can sustain ourselves and perform conservation responsibilities. Plus, it's the best diet in the world. It's the best activity. It's the best exercise in the world. But Hunter Nation is going after conservatives that we bought the data. And we cross-referenced licensed hunters to their voting records. And heartbreaking, it was like a William Wallace Braveheart moment where our own team turned on us by not participating in the sacred experiment self-government. So HunterNation.org, we went after these licensed hunters that had never registered to vote. And we got them to vote in record numbers in those seven swing states, particularly in 2024. And Alex, I'm telling you, if conservatives voted in meaningful numbers, the Democrats would never open their stupid so-called progressive mouths again. They would never be for drag queen story hour. They would never be for gender reaffirmation of gerbils in Peru. They would never be for penises in women's locker rooms. They would never be for open borders again because that's toxic to the American dream. HunterNation.org is the battle cry for the midterms.
HunterNation.org, tampons and boys' bathrooms. Ted News, let me say bye to you in the break. Incredible job. And hey, we've talked about a few times hanging out again, and it didn't happen. I want to come up and I want to do some shooting with you, and I want to get a Hellcat ride with Ted Nugent.
I'm telling you, I'd like to come to Austin. I don't like to go to Austin, but I bet you could turn me on to a real restaurant in Austin. We do that sometime, Alex.
The one time you called me, we're here in town. I was out of town. You let me know. I'm here for the next month or two. Ted Nugent, I love you, brother. TedNugent.com. Find all things Ted Nugent Planet. The left's just living on it. We'll be right back with your calls and more news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Mike Lindell's coming up. Stay with us.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
just
to
just in the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it now. Come on. Free, you're playing. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones's Methylene Blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 04. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
This Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I got to tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go to the callers that we're holding during Nugent. I apologize, but he was already set. We didn't get to all these. We're going to go to you, Kay and DJ and Bill, here in a moment. Then I'm going to move very quickly through the news I haven't hit yet that is so hardcore. Each piece of this I could do an hour on, okay? This is amazing information, so important. That's why they want us off the air. So remember, your support is so vital. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Kay in Texas, Army on Mexico violence, Trump, Mexico, and Iran next. Thank you so much, Kay. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you again. Just wanted to make a real quick point on Lutnick before I hit the Mexico situation. So I don't know how many people remember that he was the only guy out of his entire firm of, over 600 people that survived. All of his employees died. He was, the one that just happened to bring his child to school one day on this perfect day. And I wouldn't even question it as much if he wasn't associated with Epstein. So he is just a slimy character. And I think if he's sitting there next to Trump, it's a huge liability. And it's really bad for us.
I mean, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And then my other point was on the Mexico situation that, we suddenly, it's no coincidence that we have all our forces moving into, or not all of them, but a good portion into Iran. And then all this starts kicking off. I think you know, if we get sucked into a two-front war, it's going to be real bad. They're going to start activating all those cells. I don't think they'll do it unless they know they can get it done. And so they're going to start putting pressure on these different areas and luring Trump into this goofy thing in Iran. I mean, it's like, oh, we care about the people there. Okay, man, come on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am not. It's not in our hemisphere. Israel wants us to strike it. They promise we won't hit the nuclear sites. I said we'll be told later the enrichment's still there, which we're now told by Witkoff. It's total crap. I mean, attacked everywhere by the neocons as being a traitor right now. And just screw you, okay? Trump yeah. ran on not starting wars. It's one thing if it's Mexico and Venezuela and Cuba in our hemisphere and taking back the Panama Canal. That's a real war for America. They're still dangerous, but I back the president on that, but not the Iran situation. Doesn't mean I like the mullahs either. We called it all. We're right, and that's the facts. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Mexico. Thanks for holding on Cartel Violence. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Great to talk to you.
Doing all right.
I just want to say I've lived down here about 14 years, ironically, right down the street from Cabo Wabo, but I wanted to kind of touch on the wink-wink, nod-nod relationship that the government and the cartel have always had. The very, very thin veneer of safety, and it's often gone in a crisis. When Chapo was extradited, I personally saw multiple bodies hanging from bridges, decapitated heads dropped off in the plaza. And again, this is something that people are luring themselves into believing that we are going to be held just south of the border. This violence will spill over pretty quickly north because the last 4 years was the biggest Trojan horse of all time. They have sleeper cells up there. They're ready to go.
Well, the Democrats openly work with the cartels and human trafficking.
Oh, of course, yeah. And actually, Mossad was down here, and they cleaned up the 2017 violence that went on in our tourist area. Again, once that tourist area is breached, that's when a lot of local hotel owners and business owners reach out for help. Sometimes the government does, sometimes they don't. And I know on good fact that Mossad actually was down here doing some wet work to help clean up that. So it's a little bit deeper than most people think. And if people believe that they're safe north of the border, I can almost guarantee you that border states are compromised beyond what we can believe. They bribe their way through power, and they have their foot soldiers in there ready to roll. So,
well said, 100%. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for holding. DJ in Mexico, thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. Unlike the last caller, I'm not going to disclose my location, but let me just make a quick comment. I spent an hour yesterday explaining to my grandchildren how important the Second Amendment is. And another comment, I want to say that where I'm at, I've lived in Mexico for 35 years, but the guys burning cars yesterday, just a bunch of wannabes. These guys are so smart. They know exactly what they're doing. Everything's calmer today. The kids are back in school. They're not going to blow this whole thing up in 3 days because they know it just draws attention to them, and they want to keep making money. You get in the way of a man, you know, making his money to take care of his family. Trump's got his work cut out for him, and it's like flushing a toilet. What are you going to half flush it? It goes all the way from the president all the way down to your local police department. It goes all the way down.
And it goes all the way into the big banks in the U.S. and all the way into the CIA.
Yeah. The city that I'm in, the guy that controls the city, he doesn't live here. He lives in the States. You know, the guy or guys, whether, you know, whoever it is. Can I make a quick comment about Epstein?
Of course you can.
Okay. From what I know, stop me if I'm wrong. I heard there was a girl visiting Epstein before he supposedly died, okay? And I hear that he left most of his money to his girlfriend.
Yep.
And
he left half of it to her. He left half, $180 million we know of.
Yeah. Well, my comment on that is find the friggin' girlfriend, and you're going to find Epstein there. He wasn't stupid either. That's why he left all that money to her. You find her, you're going to find Epstein right now.
Yeah, he could still be alive for all we know. That's a great point.
He is. Anyways, but the kids are back in school down here. It's been pretty quiet. Yesterday, there were some sirens. But today's been exceptionally quiet, and it's actually been good because there's hardly any traffic. Everybody's hunkered down because nobody can protect themselves. If it, you know, the crap hits the fan, nobody's got any guns. You can't protect yourself. All you can do is hunker down.
It's crazy. That's why we have a Second Amendment. God bless you. Mexico is such a beautiful country. I like the people. I like the culture. It feels really, I like Mexico. Been all over it. And I wish it would become a first world country and get rid of the open crime running everything, because it's just an amazing place. I mean, Puerto Vallarta, the main city to the north, is just kind of okay coast and boring and a bunch of restaurants and hotels. But you go south into the rainforest and the water there, it's like 100 feet deep, crystal green. You can see 200 feet down. I've never seen water like it. I mean, and just these beautiful mountains and structures out of the ocean. It's just like gorgeous. Prettier than Hawaii. And incredible old Spanish 400, 500 year old churches. And just, I'm just like, ugh. I mean, a lot of Hollywood folks back when it was safe, used to actually live down there. Too bad it's run by cartels, because it is a jewel. I've driven down like 20, 30, 50 miles past that. It's just a one, you know, two lane road on the most beautiful coastline you've ever seen. As you go south more, there's nothing there. Absolutely untapped, beyond gorgeous. And you're in your hotel and like parrots are in the trees and everything. I mean, it's badass. But it's run by evil. Now, let me hit this. And it's not about tooting my horn, but I asked you yesterday, I said, hey, it's coming out about Epstein and the DEA saying he was smuggling guns and money. No, it was also kids. We already knew that from other documents. But I said, go find a clip. So they found a clip in December, me covering Mike Benz, who was fighting about the CIA and the airport in Ohio. But I'm not taking away from Mike Benz. He found new documents. We knew about this when Epstein first came out. He was CIA, okay, and Mossad and all, but domestically CIA. And that's why it's being covered up. So look at this. Alex Jones was right again, Infowars.com. Newly released files show DEA investigated Epstein drug and human trafficking out of his CIA-linked airports. Well, they weren't linked. They were run by it. And here's the actual documents, the DEA documents that are in there. We do overhead shot. I'll show you this. So I don't just say this stuff, folks, okay? I don't just sit here and say this stuff, all right? He was a front man for all of this. It got more powerful as the years went on, because the old men get old, they retire, they die, and then, oh, you were a gopher, you were a manager, now you're in charge. By the time he got arrested the second time, I mean, he was the head of the Throttle Commission. He was starting in 1991, the main manager for David Rockefeller that created it. And that's why coming up, it turns out, both of Ghislaine Maxwell's daughters, not just her sisters, run critical infrastructure for Europe and the FBI. I mean, run the FBI computers. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister is in charge of the FBI computers. Period. I knew she was involved. I didn't know it's not come out. She runs it. You talk about burrowed in. You talk about in the system. So it's a 20-minute boil down of me on different shows, but here's just a few minutes of me in December talking about this. But you can go back 18 years on this. And I said, the guy's CIA, money laundering, human trafficking, gun running. Here it is.
Jeffrey, of the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey, any of you guys got any bright ideas about how you would go about in 1994 convincing the Central Intelligence Agency to move its proprietary CIA airline used for covert operations, Ohio, just to service your personal company? Instead of the CIA? What do you think, he cold called the CIA? You think he just schmoozed the CIA? Or is it because he was handling Adnan Khashoggi's money during Iran-Contra that purchased purchase the guns that Southern Air Transport a decade earlier was moving.
Mike Benz, the great researcher and Trump administration former official, digging through all the Epstein documents coming out and all the business stuff they're trying to black out, and discovering that Lex Wexner, the real money man behind Epstein, was running a fleet that Epstein then was in command of aircraft worldwide, running guns, drugs, and human trafficking. Interfacing with DynCorp that was doing it as well, interfacing with NATO and Interpol that are huge, with all the women and children being kidnapped out of Eastern Europe and trafficked around the world. That was even mainstream news back at the time that was going on at an industrial scale. And so that's what they've been trying to cover up in the Epstein files. The girls are, and the human trafficking is only one level of it. So I can verify what's already verified in these documents from what's already on record. And so, yeah, the Mossad was involved and MI6 was involved because they're all locked at the hip. But Epstein was CIA first and foremost. That's why you always saw him wearing American flag shirts and American flag pins, even when he was in Israel, because he wanted to identify, oh, I'm at the top of the food chain. And let's get it straight. The CIA is at the top of the food chain. David Rockefeller is at the top of the food chain. Now, look at this. Who are Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters? London Telegraph. That's from 5 years ago. But now the documents come out that Christine Maxwell has run for a decade the DOJ's investigative data warehouse, IDW system, including entire encryption key system and anti-terrorism data warehouse. Mossad, CIA, MI6. And then what's the other sister do? She runs the WEF UN program. Can't make that up. Overhead shot. I got all the documents right here. I'll get these on record. Now you're starting to figure out how this works? All because he was the head of the Toronto Commission. Yep, he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller. World Economic Forum, she runs their computers with the UN. Interpol, you name it. Now you start to get how the cow ate the cabbage. And if I was wrong about anything in the last few years, because I make mistakes here and there and I always own it, I knew he was super powerful and a super gopher, but no, that's where everybody was kissing his ass saying this guy controls governments. At the nexus point, David Rockefeller, at least the last 6, 7, 8 years, was out of his mind, and he died at 99, like a few days short of his 100th birthday. I mean, Epstein for the last 15 years has run the show. Running the show. And then look at this new declassified CIA document Tulsi Gabbard's got up. It had already been released previously, declassified, but they never released it. They said it was declassified, but never released it. But in 2024, she actually published it. Operation Artichoke, a plan to put poisons and vaccines in the food and water to dumb you down, lower fertility, and make you more easily manageable. I'm going to be doing a whole show on this coming up soon. Now, get ready for this. I have like 10 more stacks, okay? You ready for this? Are you ready for this? Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Atlantic and all the stuff he owns, the airlines, the space program, the record stores, the, you know, the entertainment companies. Richard Branson is in emails to Epstein in September 11, 2013, and a bunch of others, saying Bill Gates sees you as a brilliant advisor, and I want to get you involved with other top people. You have a penchant for women. He talks about bring your harem. Anytime you're in the area, we'd love to see you as long as you bring your harem. That's the Muslim term for a group of sex slaves captured out of Spain or other areas. Over 2 million women are estimated to be trafficked by the Muslims during the pre-Crusade era out. And it goes on from there. So, Bill Gates, and we love you, and we want your harem, and bring all your women. Unbelievable. And then you've got, in the emails and also in public documents, the sisters obsessed with Aleister Crowley, just like it's in the WikiLeaks with the Democrats as well, and doing cake of light rituals. Cake of light rituals. The body fluids such as semen, menstrual blood, vaginal fluids mixed in and baked into a cake, small flat wafer before a satanic ceremony. That's in the Book of the Law. The cake of light is composed of meal honey, red wine, less dregs, oil of abelin, olive oil, fresh blood, and may take the form to presume of incense. The cake of light may also be a Eucharist-like cake when baked and burned. It's all insulting Christianity. He goes on to talk about killing babies and the blood of a child in it. And they talk about this in the cake of light in the documents. That's what spirit cooking is, folks. And I'm not embarrassed, but it's like otherworldly and not even real when I say it. I've told you that four or five times growing up in Dallas that I'd be taken by a senior high school girl that I'd been, you know, going out with and having sex with, and I thought was the best thing ever. And they would take me to some huge mansion and try to get me involved in this. Like, one time was literally we show up, and it's Eyes Wide Shut. And then I said, I'm leaving. They said, no, you're not. And I ran off into the night, and it was out in the country outside Dallas, and I went and found a little house and banged on the door, because we didn't have cell phones then, called my dad to come pick me up. A couple of the other times, they were about to have the ritual, and there'd be some girl I was dating, beauty queen, and I'm like, God, I'm lucky. I'm 13, I'm 14, I'm dating the beauty queen. And then it would be another one. And it was like, it happened at least four times, just like an Eyes Wide Shut. But one of the times, it was in Dallas. I was about 14, and this girl, I've been going out with her a few weeks, going to movies, whatever, you know, having sex with her in the back of her, you know, $100,000 Mercedes. She's like, oh, let's go to a party in Dallas. You're going to love this. And I get there, and they're like, and this reminded me of it. Oh, we're going to have the cake of light ritual. And I get in there, and it's mainly a bunch of women, some older, some younger, a bunch of super hot, and some men over there wearing hoods, and I'm sitting there in this mansion. I'm like, what is this? Oh, there's this cake. We want you to join our group. And I'm like 14, look like I'm 20, and I was super good looking back then. And they just wanted me because they could pick up on the energy, just like, you know, Tom Cruise in the movie. And, but we'll be honest with you, this has menstrual blood in it. And I'm like, excuse me? And what happens after this? And these women are like sitting there in like black bondage outfits. And I'm like, I'm out of here. And in that case, I told the 18-year-old woman I was with, I said, you're going to take me out of here. And of course, they knew how violent I was too. That's one reason they were attracted to me, because they knew I'd already put people in comas and stuff. That's why they're, you know, been arrested a bunch. I was like, we're leaving. And we did leave. In that case, I didn't have to run and call my dad to come pick me up on the side of the road somewhere. But that's how real this is, folks. I have literally lived this. I've telling you about it for decades. But, and now I look back on it in hindsight, I was like, no, that's pedophilic. Because I was underage. And that's what the whole point of this thing. And they could see the potential I had, and they were out to get me. And I guess we'll look back in hindsight. I'm 11 years old, about 20 doors down. There's this 16-year-old girl, jet black hair, beautiful, single mom, older brother. She was into witchcraft. I lost my virginity to her. Hit puberty about 10. And then I was just fast-tracked into this stuff. But by the grace of God, I never participated in it. I was never involved in it. But I can tell you about Satanism because I have experienced it. And back in the 80s, remember they said, oh, there's a satanic panic. The crit, you know, oh, people claim this is going on. No, it all was real. They were covering it up. And it was big. But the satanic rollout we see now is public. People ask, who's the new Epstein? It's all over. It's drag queen story time. It's the transgender movement. It's all everywhere now. And yeah, that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got different cults and different groups all over. And the four or five times I ran into this directly, and imagine you're 13 years old. I'm not being gross here with listeners. I apologize. This is a testimony. You're 13. You're on top a gorgeous 17-year-old beauty queen, all right? And she grabs you by the hair and literally starts going, like Conan the Barbarian when he goes and the witch says, yeah, I'll tell you to find Tulsa Doom, but there's a prize barbarian. It's just like that. All of a sudden, this woman goes, and starts literally, I was like 13, ripped, bleeding, like, and just like on top of me. And I grab her and like slam her against the wall. And she pulls out a big cell phone out of her bag. And I'm looking out the top window because my parents were out of town with a third-story house. And in pulls in this black, you know, Mercedes with a driver, like Count Dracula, and she leaves. That's how real this is, folks. And I go to the mirror, and I'm just bleeding, where this woman just tore the living hell out of me. And that was my problem, was I'm going around, and, you know, I'm a horn dog or whatever. You know, just genetically hit it early. And just like I was on air by 20, I mean, I did everything quicker than everybody else. And I can just tell you by testimony, folks, that Satanism is 100% real. And I'm not going to tell you the stuff she was saying when she turned into a demon. That's just one case. But let me tell you, it's right out of Conan the Barbarian. In fact, we're live now. We'll put it in post when he's, you know, gotten free and he's trying to find people that killed his parents and he runs into a witch. She says, I'll tell you, but there's a price barbarian. It was basically like that. She didn't turn into a ball of lightning and fly off or anything, but the stuff she was saying, like, starts out, like, wanting me to agree while I'm on top of her to, like, these horrible, I mean, I said, no, no, no. So when I started trying to get off of her, that's when it was like, you ain't getting off of nothing. So imagine Linda Blair the Exorcist, but you're having sex with her. And, I mean, Jack Nicholson can't look this evil, okay? Like, I'm telling you, it's demonic. I mean, like, face turns white, eyes glaring, teeth out. I mean, like, screeching. And you're having sex with it. I've been there. It's real.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. Look, it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited power.
Volunteer power.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.